This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Martha and the Vandellas with a little extra sound effect in there. Thanks to Big Ed. I guess there's a lot of chaos in the streets, Ed. I don't know if they're dancing, but if there's a few bullets being shot, then it gets a little scary, does it not? Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy, Mr. Sound Effects Man, Big Ed Davis, we thank you very much for joining us. It is Tuesday, April the 13th today, and boy, we got a lot going on, do we not? We're going to be talking in a few minutes with John Carroll. John is a member of a group called Defend Florida, a Tampa Bay conservative organization, pro-Trump. It's an offshoot of a group called Community Patriots in Tampa Bay. We're going to talk with John about their group, about politics around the Tampa Bay area, as well as around the country. So stay tuned for that. And now the Food and Drug Administration is urging a pause in getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Did you hear about that? There's a blood clotting issue of some sort. So we're gonna take a look at that. What's going on with it? And we'll also talk about that and some other things that are going on in this country, especially around, Minneapolis and Portland and also down on the border, with our buddy, the proprietor of Mainstream America's Most Important Poll, the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci. And now the cancel culture is even trying to cancel printing fonts. Printing fonts. Did you know that they can be racist? They can be racist, apparently. So we're going to take a look at it. And in our ultimate top 10, the top 10 best television villains of all time. We'll see if Ed knows who's number one. I'm not sure he will know who's number one. Anyway, we will take a look at that. Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop. For you guys, I have been to many barbershops in the course of my living here, and I have never found a better barbershop than Andrew's Master Barbershop in Dunedin, because of the quality of the haircut and the price. He's located in the Overlook Plaza and over Cash Plaza in Dunedin. That is just north of State Road 580 on Over Cash Drive. Now, you got to call for an appointment, and it's 727-733-3773.
Hey, can we say hi to Candy there at the barbershop?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Angelo tells me that every morning every time they get there, she's the first one to quickly turn on the radio in the morning and tune it to 106.1 FM.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Candy is
And I heard somebody tried to change the channel, and she smacked it right out of their hand.
Oh, Candy could be a dangerous person.
Yes.
But she's scissors. So sweet, you know. She's such a nice. I've never seen her without a smile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it.
Well, try changing the dial on the radio.
Well, then she's going to slap you and silly. But I mean, she's a very sweet girl, and she just brightens your day.
I just want to make sure she knows.
Yeah, very thoughtful of you, Ed. Very, very thoughtful. And also, and I'll tell you another nice group of people: Paul and Tracy Allen. Good morning, Clearwater. Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. They precede my show.
They warm you guys up. They warm you up. You know how you always had, like you go to Las Vegas and you want to see, like, say, Frank Sinatra. So Joey Bishop comes out first to kind of warm you up. That's the way I look at Paul and Tracy. Yeah, they warm me up.
It's always different. I mean, some days we start a show with, you know, oh, this and that and this and that. And then there's like this morning, what the hell is going on in this country?
And this is something we are going to talk about. And this is serious stuff.
Yeah.
Minnesota authorities, they've arrested about 40 people now in Minnesota. And we've got another shooting. It was a woman, a white woman, who apparently pulled her gun rather than her taser.
Mm-hmm.
And she shot the poor unfortunate guy. I mean, this is I don't know how you would end up pulling out the wrong thing. You can do that, but then firing it. I mean, that was where it strained my credibility a little bit. I think I would know, even in the heat of a situation, that I was firing a revolver and not a taser.
Maybe, I don't know for sure, but maybe she couldn't grab with, maybe she usually grabs with the right, and she can only grab with the left. And
yeah.
But that's it. And that poor soul that was breaking the law, that was trying to run from the cops.
He shouldn't have been.
Known to have a weapon and has weapon charges in the past. And also fleeing from police, I think might have been avoided if you don't run.
I agree. Absolutely, 100%. In fact, I was going to mention this. If you are in the throes of a police encounter, do not struggle with a policeman.
Right.
Common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense tells you, do not fight him off. That's commandment number one, so that you don't get shot.
Right.
Do not fight off an arrest or an encounter with a policeman.
And when they ask you for your ID?
Show it to them.
You don't
You
don't respond with, you don't need to see my ID?
Don't tell him what
to
do.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
That's correct. These are good droids. I got them on sale, too. You want some? Okay. So, and by the way, the guy you're talking about that got shot here is Dante Wright, 20-year-old black man. So now we've got businesses being torn apart once again, and the media is gleefully focusing on a white person killing a black person. Because, you see, if you can have enough discussion about a white person killing a black person, then you can foment racism, and you can foment anger, and you can foment division. So let's get to some facts. The facts are, you know who always kills with a gun, a black person, almost always? It's another black person. 99.9% of black people that get shot by another black person in the inner cities of our country. Thousands upon thousands get shot every year in the inner city, black people shooting other black people. Is that a racist statement? No. No. So let's not look at white people shooting black people. When you have three black people that have been shot by a white person, you probably have about 12,000 black people that have been shot by another black person. And so why are we focusing on the 0.1% when we've got the 99.9% that we don't talk about? Now that's the truth. And if we don't talk about the 99.9% of the shootings of black people, then we're not going to stop the shootings of black people. The first way of stopping an issue or a crisis is to be honest and confront the real crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing that. So yeah. I just want to get that out. And I look at the chaos that's going on, and it's terrible. And of course, it's always going to happen in the neighborhoods where these black people have their own businesses. And it's going to end up that these businesses will move out. And now these black people will be missing, you know, maybe another Walmart mm-hmm. or a food store that they normally would have had there, or whatever else that they had there that they won't now have because of this.
Yeah. How does standing up for Mr. Right translate into free stuff? Is what I
always
say.
It's an excuse to get tear apart free stuff. It's an excuse.
Do you know how many officers were killed this year? Just this year.
How many do you know?
Just by traffic stops. I mean,
by traffic stops?
12. Just one within a week ago.
Yeah.
And you heard nothing about it.
Here's another thing. You're not going to have black people coming into the, policemen coming into the black communities to help you. Would you want to go in?
No.
If you were called into a black situation? No. Even if you were a black, but they will be reluctant to go in and patrol.
Yeah.
They'll be reluctant to do what they should do because of fear of repercussion.
I just saw a video from New York on a wide open street, a police car going down the street, sitting in a light, and three or four kids came up to it with a megaphone, shouted obscenities, painted a pig on the side of the car while he was at the stoplight, spitting at the car, and nothing happened. Nothing's being done. Go on.
It's very, very sad. And the only ones that are really going to suffer are the people in the inner cities themselves.
Like the Portlands. Did you know Portland's running out of police officers?
Why would you want to sign up?
They're having state park officers with no guns patrol.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work. All right, let's take our break. And when we come back, John Carroll, member of Defend Florida.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Yeah, hello, everybody. We have a great new show coming up for you on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The show is called The Sounds Around Town. It will feature independent artists from our community. We will interview them and give them a chance to play their music on the radio. We will also feature some of the greats who already live in our community. So check us out every Thursday, The Sounds Around the Town, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Can Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, FM 106.1.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back on Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for being with us. And we're delighted to have John Carroll join us. John is a member of the group Defend Florida, which is a conservative organization here in the Tampa Bay area. It's an offshoot of a group called Community Patriots, which I think is over in Hillsborough County. I think Defend Florida is more like in the Pinellas County area. But, hey, John, welcome to Freedom Works.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's absolutely our pleasure. Now, John, I want to ask you, first of all, because we've got several organizations here in Tampa Bay. Well, we got lots of organizations, don't we? A lot of political organizations. And I wanted to start off just with your own interest in these organizations. What made you want to join a group? I guess originally, were you not a member of what was called Community Patriots, an overall umbrella group?
Well, yeah. So actually, Defend Florida is like a statewide organization, you know, protecting our, the rights of all Americans, at least here in Florida. Community Patriots started out here on a community level. Originally out of Tampa, and then it's morphed into different county levels across the area. And so the Pinellas Community Patriots and all the other ones that have been linking up actually with Defend Florida as of late, so that now you have a statewide level that they can work with and build up upon. And
okay, so Defend Florida is more of a
chat that's going on.
Defend Florida being more of a statewide organization with different local chapters?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, there is different, like, apologies, there's different levels for Defend Florida across the state from what I've learned. And only in the last couple of weeks has Community Patriots started working and uniting with them so that they can build more chapters all across the area and have a statewide level.
Okay.
Community Patriots was just on county levels, and now they have this linkage for a statewide level as well.
Okay. Now, why are these organizations coming up? First of all, how long has Community Patriots and Defend Florida, how long have they been in existence? A couple of years or so, or how long?
The Community Patriots concept, I think, has only been around for about 8 or 9 months, actually.
Oh, really?
Now, there's been it's amazing what it's done, but it started off, you know, last year and was just building up and having another conservative group and trying to be more involved within the community and everything.
Okay.
So Defend Florida, they got their background, and they've been growing for all their time, but Community Patriots, yeah, it's not even a year old.
Okay.
And when you look at the success, like in Pasco and Pinellas and et cetera, it's amazing what they've done in such a short time.
Now, what is their reason for being? Is it because recently of like Donald Trump's situation as president, or is it something with Ron DeSantis, or is it, you know, is it a local? What brought them about? Was there any defining issue?
Some of the big things was, you know, when you look at how everything's gone on with some of these attacks going on in the communities and in the cities, such as from whether we look at an Antifa or other kind of events like that, some people want to start and get involved from there. But almost immediately it changed up to be more at a community level and trying to provide accountability for their elected officials. So in the Community Patriots, I've seen when I attend the meeting, you got accountability teams for almost every single elected body, whether you're trying to follow what the county sheriff is doing or the mayor of St. Pete or the county commission or the school board. And it's to provide accountability because you and I and, you know, like our friend Andrew and many others, some of us keep the tabs as far as what politicians are doing, elected officials on the federal level or the state level. A lot of people do not know what's going on all the time in their local. Sometimes, I mean, they know maybe what's going on with the mayor, like Rick Kreisman in, say, St. Pete, or what's going on within Tampa with Castor, but people aren't following the county commission entirely or the council, even for their own cities. And so that's one of the things that they do is just providing accountability and letting people know this is what each of them are doing.
Okay, so
and that's including any elected position, such as the sheriff.
So they are actually monitoring what these local officials are doing. Now, do they spread the word? I mean, let's say I am a member of, say, Defend Florida here in Pinellas County. Do I go to a weekly meeting? Do I attend some local county or city board meetings and then go to my Defend Florida meeting, report on it? I mean, is there any, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
is there any method to the way you do this?
Yeah, so that's the main concept, is that the Community Patriots has a meeting every 2 weeks, roughly, the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month, for example, say in Pinellas. Each chapter has a different day that they meet. And so they want everybody to go to the different meetings so people can try to attend the county commission meetings or the school board and find out everything that's going on. If they're able to speak out on an ordinance or a topic that they're voting on to try to voice support or against, and then even in cases of just like at the school board or the county commission, if you can't even attend the meeting because they're still keeping it virtual or you got to call in through a Zoom call or whatever system they're using, you know, whether it's even providing accountability with whether or not we have access to our elected officials. And so people will come to the meetings for the Community Patriots and provide those updates through the accountabilities teams and the other teams that they got, and they'll relay it to everyone else like, hey, this is a big thing going on with the school board. People need to attend, and if you can attend in person or not, you know, this is one way, and then whether or not they're even allowing people to come in person.
Okay. Yeah, so you actually want to lend a voice to these county officials to let them know how you feel about it, and you have a structure, a way of doing that. So, like, would you be then sending one or two people to, say, the St. Pete Council meeting and the Clearwater meeting or the one in Tampa? I mean, you know what I mean? And then you're also doing school board, or is it like, I mean, do you actually have people that are assigned to do that, or is it kind of happenstance?
It's a little bit of both. So the biggest thing is you try to find people that are interested in a certain topic. So if someone says, you know, we definitely need to see education reform, we definitely need to, you know, bring back civics to our communities and, mm-hmm. and schools. Now you know they already, okay, they'd be perfect for the school board accountability team. You want them to go and attend and be involved and keep track because this is what they are. Maybe you have someone who instead, you know, they feel they need to get rid of the mask mandate and they want their county commissioners to do more. Now you know that they're perfect for that. So people will go on their own accord, and then there'll be people who want to be part of a team specifically and get more active. You find the perfect team for them, whether they request or not, because you'll have people get involved like, I don't know where exactly I want to go. And you talk to them, ask some questions, and figure, okay, you're perfect for this one. Why don't you check this out and see what you think? And you'll get as many people as possible. And you'll have some people, you know, a quick thing is that they may be of a different city that want to go to these big ones, say like the Clearwater or St. Pete, like you said. And that's good because, you know, they're the biggest cities in Pinellas County, so you want them to learn up. But it's also much more beneficial to get a resident of the city because they are actually a voter. They're actually a resident. They're a constituent that feels the effects of these policies.
We're talking with John Carroll. He is a member of Defend Florida and the Community Patriots. They kind of connect with each other. John, do you also branch out, let's say, like in Tallahassee? Would you have a branch? Would they be watching the State Assembly up there? Or Governor DeSantis and what he is doing, any of that?
Yeah, so right now there's no chapter, at least for the Community Patriots, up in, say, Leon County that I know of. But they got multiple of the counties being formed up, say, in like Volusia and Collier counties. I was learning recently, Hernando and et cetera. But at the same time, everyone is trying to keep track of their own state representatives and their state senators, people seeing what the governor is doing. And so while there's not a frontline, you know, accountability up there in Tallahassee at the time being, everyone is seeing what's going on. You know, people want to keep track if their state representatives are voting for bills that they support or against. Are they deviating from the line? Are they staying firm? Are they someone you can rely on? And in Pinellas County, we've got 7 state representatives. One shared with Hillsborough County, the rest is Pinellas. And people are able to keep track on all that and following any of the bills and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if the state rep is voting opposite of what most of the people think, you know, at first you want to try to find out why is that. You know, there's always certain things. Like a quick example is like a Rand Paul in the U.S. Senate. Sometimes he might vote against a bill that people would support, but then he points out, well, it adds a lot more government, it doesn't have government oversight, or it adds a provision for taxes. So, like, he's got his stand from things of, I really like this concept, but I can't vote for increase in taxes, and they threw that in there, knowing I would vote no. So we want to find out, is that the case with our state rep or state senators as well? And then, if it's not that, then it's like, why did you vote against, you know, this is restricting rights, why are you doing that? And it's, again, it's providing accountability. And the state reps, it's very easy to provide accountability and follow them because every bill they vote for, yes or no, or abstain, is public record.
Right. So, John, if somebody was interested in joining this group, this network, is there an easy way of doing it? Do you have a name or a phone number or a website? Or what would you recommend?
So, yeah, there are, like, the different group pages on Facebook. They have groups instead of public pages on Facebook mm-hmm. like that. But the best way would be to try to attend a meeting. Okay. So if you live in Pinellas County, the best go to Mugs the second or fourth Wednesday of the month and attend there. It'd start about roughly 6 p.m. And
Hold on just one second here, John. I think we got a beep while you were talking about the location. So if you wanted to attend a meeting in Pinellas, would you mind repeating that?
Sure, not a problem. It's held at Mugs at the ICOT off of Ulmerton and in Clearwater, and it's the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, about roughly 6 p.m., that people can come and attend and come and ask questions and get to know and find out how you feel. You know, we got, like I said, there's different ones, like, say, in Pasco and elsewhere. And
okay, but let's just make sure about this one. It's Mugs. Is that a bar or a restaurant, or what is it?
It's a restaurant. You know, okay. They got a barn as well, barn grill.
And is it located at, is it located on Ulmerton Road in the ICOT Center, or where?
Yeah, it's at the ICOT Center off of Ulmerton.
Okay. And when is it? When would they want to attend? When?
The second or fourth Wednesdays of the month.
The second or fourth Wednesdays of each month. And what time?
6 p.m. would be the good time. Maybe even get there a little earlier because the place packs up, so you might have a problem finding it if you arrive later.
So go to Mugs in the ICOT Center off Ulmerton, the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, and try to get there by 6 p.m. Did we get that right?
Yep.
That sounds great. John, it's been a pleasure talking with you. You know, we need people like you more so than ever, people that are really interested in what is going on, because all politics starts from the ground up, and it starts here locally, where it should start, you know. So we salute you for what you are doing. Thank you for coming on.
No, thank you. And, you know, thank you for letting us, you know, get the word out like this. You know, I mean, I'm a hardened Republican. I am very conservative. But it is good to have these, like, non-party partisan groups such as the Community Patriots or the American Conservative Union, Americans for Liberty, and et cetera, to be out there and pushing for these items. And pushing for the community level is the most important thing, because we all look at Congress, we all get mad or happy depending on the thing, but it's our city councils, it's our county commission that affect us most in our everyday life. And people forget that.
You are right about that.
It's so important.
You are so right, John. Thank you again, John.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate it.
All right. John Carroll. You know, you like to hear and see and talk with people that are willing to get out there, you know, instead of just giving lip service. And John is one of them. All right, we're going to take our break. When we come back and talk to another person that does not just give lip service, we're going to talk with our buddy Andrew Ceresi, who is the proprietor of the Barber Pole. Talk a little bit about this scary thing about the Johnson & Johnson virus and the FDA urging a pause and getting it. Hey, just give me love and I feel all right now.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen.
And I'm Tracy Allen.
Please join us every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
You can also watch us on Facebook Live on our Good Morning Clearwater Facebook page and on YouTube. Just search Tantalk Radio Network.
Every morning we'll be talking about current events, sports.
Yay, sports.
News, entertainment, weather, and traffic. Have an opinion? You can call us.
That's right. Join us every weekday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. Freedom Work. By the way, we are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the wonderful and great Tantalk Radio Network. Well, you know, as we're doing the show here, the Food and Drug Administration is holding a press conference talking about pausing the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after several instances of severe blood clots in recipients. Now, that's kind of scary. According to the FDA, there have been 6 reported cases of the rare and severe type of blood clot in over 6.8 million Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine recipients. Six. Now, 6 doesn't seem like a lot out of 6.8 million, but apparently it's enough to cause concern. Here is what the FDA is saying. Right now, these adverse events appear to be extremely rare. Treatment of this specific type of blood clot is different from the treatment that might typically be administered. The Center for Disease Control is going to convene a meeting on immunization practices tomorrow to further review this whole thing. Okay. So with that in mind, the proprietor of the Barber Pole is with us, Andrew Ceraci. And Andrew, I know you haven't taken, nor do you plan on taking, a virus shot. Is this strengthening your resolve not to take it?
Well, Paul, if the FDA told you 6 people, I say 60,000.
Okay, you multiply it.
Okay, I say 60,000, Paul. Yeah. I mean, what is there, 1 million or something, or 1.8 million out there? I don't know, but I say 60,000.
6.8 million Johnson & Johnson vaccine recipients so far.
Okay, well, it's about 1%. Same death rate as the COVID, right?
Yeah, it could be. And you're right. I mean, if they're talking...
I don't believe 6. I believe a lot more than that for them to be saying this.
Okay.
They're just telling you that not to scare you.
Yeah. Well, if the FDA is now holding a press conference to say that there's something going on with it, it's going to scare the living daylights out of a lot of people, probably including those that just got the shot.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. I got sirens going by.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you can hide behind your barber chair. It's a fairly large chair, and if you hide behind there, they won't see you.
CNN had a thing on the news last night, and I saw the cut of it. Now, I don't know if this is fake news or not.
Okay.
Because from this coming from CNN, I kind of believe it. But they're talking that the Pentagon is trying to come up with a chip to put into people for their COVID vaccines to keep track of where the COVID virus is going.
Well, what's wrong with that? I like putting chips in my body.
There you go. You'd be like a dog.
No. I have a little... 10, 11 potato chips every... Oh, you're talking about a computer chip.
Computer chip.
Yes. I don't think so.
Screen on CNN.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do it either.
No.
And you know, Paul, we're sitting here in this country. We're worried about Black Lives Matter, the transgenders, and oh my God, the riots going on. Meanwhile, Putin's got 80,000 troops sitting outside of Crimea. You know, when Biden poked the... Putin in the eye there.
Yes.
He got 80,000 troops.
You called him a villain or a criminal or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not only that, our good President Joe Biden is holding back on $150 million to the Ukraine. He's holding back on him another quid pro Joe until they stop the investigation on him and his son.
Well... There is, there is an ongoing investigation of Hunter Biden. No matter what anybody is trying to say to the contrary, the Department of Justice, now how long they're going to take and whether they're going to really publicize what they have found.
Well,
but
number two, quid pro Joe. This is number two, Paul.
Yeah.
That $150 million that we don't have that we borrowed to give to.
Now, where did you pick up on that one, by the way? Did you get that from...
Pick up on that one?
Yeah.
I believe that one was on One America's News.
Okay, One America's News. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, now we got this thing going on, and we talked about it earlier on the show, and I don't know if you had a chance to hear, but they are highlighting... A minuscule problem, which is a white policeman shooting a black person. That is minuscule. If you look at the number of people that are actually killed by blacks with guns, it's other blacks with guns. 99% of all, and the thousands and thousands shootings that occur every year in the inner cities are done by blacks shooting at other blacks. Now, we don't seem to want to deal with that. So, we get this. You can count on one hand the number of white policemen shooting black people. You know what I mean? You can count on one hand, but go ahead.
You know, the police shoot more white people.
Yes, they do.
They do blacks.
They do. They shoot more white people than blacks.
Well, listen, this is just how they are. This is how they want to live. They think they're getting ahead in America by doing what they're doing. I got news for you. They're not getting ahead for nothing.
Well, I'm not pointing the finger at blacks. I'm pointing a finger at the media.
That's right.
The media is making this an issue and making it a racial thing when it's not. That's my point. They're trying to make a racial soup out of this.
That's right. They do that with everything, don't they?
It appears that they have an agenda to divide people by race. They want anger.
Well, like I say, what's going on in this country is disgusting. You got Russia. You have China. Trump was right. Let me tell you something. In 10 years from now, we're going to be speaking Chinese. They know we're weak right now. Okay, do you know that the Chinese Navy has got 367 battleships compared to our 260? I don't even want to tell you the amount of troops. You know that.
Yeah, they've got many more people and many more troops than we do.
We need to put our priorities ahead of different things here besides race, gender, trying to figure out a boy and a girl. I mean, this country is a lot smarter than that. Why are we so stupid?
I don't know why we are. It just is. I want to bring up the border for a moment, though. Did you know that now the Biden administration is secretly trying to figure out a way to start rebuilding the wall?
The Biden administration is...
They don't want to let people know.
They're asking federal employees to take a paid leave of absence to go to the border and help out.
Yeah, that's right. But now, and I heard this morning, I think it came from a reporter on the Washington Times... They're actually now backing down on the concept of leaving the wall unbuilt and wanting to finish building it. They also talked this morning about the cost of not building the wall. Did you know that they have to pay for all of that wall that's laying on the ground that hasn't been put up? And they made a contractual agreement with the people that were building the wall, the actual workers down there that were building the wall. They have to get paid too because they had an agreement. So we're spending money to not build a wall right now. So now the Biden administration, seeing all of this, is trying to get back into building the wall. That's what I've heard this morning.
Well, maybe they'll send Kamala down there, huh? And she might be able to check it out. It's been 20 days.
Kamala?
In hiding. Kamala.
It sounds like a desert jockey. It's Kamala.
She can't find the border.
Kamala. Yeah, but she can't find the border, huh?
Well, if she can get on her camel and ride down to the border then.
Another thing we built that we stopped in right in the middle of, it was the pipeline, too. The Keystone
That's correct.
Pipeline, the same situation.
Stupidity reigns supreme.
You're going to just sit there and look at it.
Exactly. And you know what's so stupid about the pipeline is that it's safer to send oil down a pipeline than it is to put it in a truck. Or a ship. But I mean, you know, for the transport of the oil in this country, if you're going to truck it, or if you're going to, send it, if you send it down a pipeline, it's just safer. That's the point. Rail and truck are not as safe.
So how long do you think before the people start begging for Trump, Paul? I don't give it much longer.
No, the way things are going. Trump looks awfully good. You know, in the rearview mirror, Trump looks awfully good.
Better and better every day,
yeah.
Paul.
Yeah.
Which shot did Big Ed get?
Well, they've got the Johnson & Johnson shot that we are talking about right now.
I didn't get one yet.
Oh, you're asking if
I got the shot already.
I have not gotten the shot.
No.
Ed has not gotten the shot.
I'm waiting on the Johnson & Johnson.
Are you, Ed?
Yeah.
You better keep waiting, buddy.
I don't care. I'm not sure that these allegations of
the FDA.
The side effects are really that true.
Yeah, they didn't say stop it. They said put a hold on it.
Yeah, they're recommending a hold.
Yeah, they're recommending
a
hold.
Okay, so Listen, 8 million people or 6 million, whatever's got it, I'll take my chances with that.
Yeah, but only 1% of the people are dying. Which has less chances?
Well, he wants to get the shot so that he doesn't get the virus. He's yeah. not worried about dying. Perhaps he's worried about the side effects of the virus and have yeah, going through
I'm
getting
worried
the
about
virus.
Infecting other people, too.
Exactly.
I could go to my favorite barber and sit in his chair and actually give him COVID. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, see, he wouldn't do that to you.
By the way, tell me, make sure you tell Candy we said hi.
Oh, yes. Did you hear the nice things that...
Yeah. Oh, she listens. She goes, I can't believe they're talking about it.
Oh, absolutely. She is. She brightens up the room. Absolutely. Oh,
everywhere she goes, her and her mother brighten up everything.
They do.
They're a team.
They're a wonderful team. You should be happy to have them.
Oh, I'm the happiest. I'm the luckiest man in the world.
You are.
And everybody tells me that. They tell me how lucky I am because they get to be with them for 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
There you go.
And I'll live with them.
Well, wait a second. See, now you went and ruined a beautiful picture there. No, they. Really, I love Candy. She's a wonderful woman.
Buddy, we better worry about Russia and China and quit pro Joe with the Ukraine again, man.
Oh, boy. I guess we better.
It's disgusting, Paul. And China's the one, boy. They're going to take away our world dominance.
You know, we got so many things. It gets awfully depressing to worry about all of this. But I'm just, I want to be optimistic. I think next year when the election is held, I think conservatives and Republicans are going to take back the Senate. I think there's a good chance they will take the House.
Well, we'll have to see. I don't believe it. I don't believe in voting works too much anymore after the 2020 election.
Well,
we'll have to see what time they stop counting the votes. It's like I told you yesterday, 80 million lottery tickets. You know, the winner, the store. It was within 5 minutes.
You know, you want to make me take a cyanide pill. You make me want to take a cyanide pill. I've been listening to you. I'm getting depressed again. I want to be optimistic.
Well, we'll try and be optimistic. The sun is shining today.
All right.
We'll see how long for.
Before it rains. All right. It's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much, Andrew. We'll look forward to talking with you again on Friday.
You got it, buddy. Have a good day.
All right. The same to you.
Yeah.
Okay. The master barber. Yes, you know, that's true, though. If you go in for a haircut, you'll have the pleasure of meeting Candy. And if she does your hair, she does a wonderful job. I'm going to tell you. A great, great barber as well. All right. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, did you know that if you use a certain kind of font on your computer, you might be a racist?
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about that.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Men, when it's time for your next haircut, if you don't visit Andrew's Master Barbershop, then you won't get the best haircut in Tampa Bay. First off, their staff consists of the best barbers you're going to find. They'll give you exactly the cut you want. Second, you won't find a better haircutting environment. Sparkling clean, modern, and comfortable. And third, the price. They beat any of those expensive hair salons, and seniors get a terrific discount. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of State Road 580. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays, and you just call for your appointment at 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest-running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question. Get an answer. Free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back. thank you very much for being with us. By the way, some good news if you are, freedom of religion kind of person. California, yesterday, lifted limits on indoor worship services in the face of the Supreme Court ruling that struck down their mandate of only a certain number of people in the church. Now, that's kind of good news. The Center for American Liberty had filed a string of lawsuits against California and its governor, Gavin Newsom, on behalf of the churches. And there was capacity limits that were placed on places of worship. And it seemed like they were more discriminating against churches than they were about other businesses in California. So that's good news. And in particular, there was some people that were conducting worship services within their houses. And the governor and the state did not, they wanted to limit the number of people that were showing up in the houses to do the worshiping, basically. So the Supreme Court said, no, we can allow that. All right, now, this is really weird. Can a font style be racist? There is a CNN reporter by the name of Ann Quito, Q-U-I-T-O. She's published a massive report on why, you know those letters you see on the front of like Chinese restaurants sometimes? Or on their, you know, if you order Chinese food like on the to-go boxes and stuff, or even on the menus, you know that kind of a font? Well, she claims that this is a racist kind of font. And that it's going to end up being discriminatory against Asians. This is so stupid. First of all, if I have a Chinese restaurant and I happen to be a Chinese person, I want the font up there that has that look. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about Cantonese letters. I'm talking about fonts, if you know what I'm talking about. There's a difference there. Isn't that stupid? For her to say that this is now, she wants to get rid of a particular font that looks a little Chinese, is apparently what she's saying.
Well, to me, this day, in these days, nothing surprises me.
No.
Anymore. When you look at a bottle of Aunt Jemima syrup and say it's racist.
I know.
I mean, if I told you that 20 years ago, you'd have had me pee in a cup.
I know. No, there's no question about it. But this is where we've now become. You know, you can't win either, because eventually you're going to step into this mess one way or the other. I don't care if you're liberal or conservative. You'll step in it because you're going to do something wrong and you're going to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is getting to be absolutely scary. Here's what this Ms. Quito said. So what are the Chinese businesses to do now that CNN is so worried about these fonts? I don't know. It says, the right way forward is to have bilingual, trilingual, even multilingual typography, suggesting the Chinese restaurant menus could perhaps be presented in both English and either simplified or traditional Chinese characters. Anyway, it's getting stupid.
Is this just one woman that's causing a stink on this?
I guess so.
Can't we just do what we used to do in the old days and ignore that person?
Yeah. I guess I'm guilty because I'm bringing it up, but it was so stupid that I had to talk about it. That's why I brought it up. All right, Ed. Hey, let's do our top 10. We have a good one. We have a very good one. We had the top 10 all-time greatest game shows yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah.
And you, Ed, got the number one game show. Mm. I have to give him credit. Now I want to see, Ed, if you can get the number one greatest television villain. Mm.
Television villain.
Yeah. I'm sure you're thinking of a few. So here we go. This is from TV Line, by the way. Number 10. I don't know who this is. Homelander.
No, I don't know.
From The Boys, the Seven's twisted leader fights supervillains, yet he's as far from the definition of hero as you can get, devoid of empathy, capable of squishing a skull in seconds.
Mm.
Okay, whoever. Number 9, Ben Linus from Lost. Says, sure, the smoke monster has moves and made that discomfiting, rattling chain noise, but Ben, as a mortal among humans, was a more tangible threat to Jack, Kate, et al. I have no idea what they're talking about. Number eight, Diana from V. Do you know that one at all?
No.
Oh, gosh. As diabolical as she was gorgeous, the most vicious of Earth's visitors would stop at nothing to hasten her rise to power. Okay. Sooner or later, we'll find somebody we know. Number seven, Veronica Harrington from The Haves and the Have-Nots. I wonder if these are programs on...
I have no idea. I've not heard of one of them yet.
Well, and you would know better than me on this.
Well, you say TV Land, right? This is from TV Land?
It's from TV Line.
Oh, Line. Okay.
Yeah, that's, TV Line. Okay. So we don't know Veronica Harrington.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. Number six. Oh, this guy I've heard of. Moriarty from Sherlock. Now, Professor Moriarty is an ongoing character in the Sherlock Holmes novels. Okay. He's been the greatest villain of Sherlock Holmes. So that one I've heard of. Number five, Bob from Twin Peaks. Do you remember the show Twin Peaks?
Oh.
The demonic possessing spirit spent most of his time inhabiting other bodies, but it was his true form, that of a long-haired vagrant played to creepy perfection by the late Frank Silva. Number four, Gus Fring, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that show, but Gus Fring, never heard of him
I've
either.
Heard of Breaking Bad, yeah.
Oh, you have, okay. Gus Fring, nobody was badder than Gus Fring, played with chilling precision by Giancarlo Esposito. There you go. Okay, at least you've heard of him. Number three, well, everybody's heard of this one. JR.
Oh, that's what I was going to go for.
I thought you might be. I know. No, he's number three from Dallas.
Damn.
The late, great Larry Hagman. Boy, did he play him well.
Yeah.
He just, you know that he's the son of.
Goes from the fumbling, bumbling, I dream of genie.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, his mother was Mary Martin, a great theatrical actress and singer. Number two, Black Jack Randall from Outlander. You don't know that one?
No.
The red coat captain may have looked exactly like Claire's gentle husband, but that's where the similarities ended. Mm. You didn't know that one, huh?
Oh.
Okay.
I have no idea.
You know this one.
I do.
Yeah.
You get a hint?
The hint is that the female is the heroine. There is the show has a female heroine. Goes around killing things.
I don't know.
Like vampires and stuff.
Like vampires. I don't know.
Okay, roll the drum. I can't believe you didn't know this. Angelus from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, good Lord.
Come on, Ed. Come on,
yeah,
Ed.
Yeah, I used to run home from school every day and make sure I could watch Buffy the Vampire
That's
Slayer.
That's what I meant. I knew you did. When Buffy's boyfriend experienced a moment of true happiness and lost his soul, he went truly evil, snarking about this and Buffy's night of passion, and worse yet, tormenting her loved ones with almost sadistic zeal. All right. There you go. All right, thanks so much for listening. We will be back on Friday. Please remember that freedom works.
Heavenly Father, watching the fall. We take from each other and give nothing at all.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.